Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The Israeli military has carried out a wave of attacks across the Gaza Strip. At least 11 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on residential homes in Rafah and Khan Yunis late on Thursday night. The Palestinian death toll since October the 7th has risen to nearly 32,000. The latest strikes have been in northern Gaza on Friday morning. No casualties have yet been confirmed. Authorities in Gaza are blaming Israeli forces for the deaths of 13 patients at Al-Shifa Hospital. The government media office says they died because they were denied medical supplies. Some Palestinians have been able to flee the attacks on the medical facility. The U.S. Secretary of State landed in Israel as part of a diplomatic push for a ceasefire in Gaza. Antony Blinken has been meeting regional foreign ministers in Egypt. Meanwhile, Washington says the U.N. Security Council is going to be voting later on Friday on a draft resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire. Well, Australia and the U.K. have called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. They've also said that Israel should allow humanitarian aid into the Strip. The two countries have released a joint statement after a meeting of foreign ministers in Adelaide. Hundreds of thousands of people fleeing the conflict in Sudan are living in overcrowded camps in South Sudan. Humanitarian agencies say there's a risk of an outbreak of disease. Around the world, water crises are fueling conflict and driving inequality and migration. That's according to the latest UN report, which urges countries to increase cooperation to help preserve peace.
Coming up on The Take, Senegal is set to vote in a presidential election on Sunday that many thought might not happen. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.